Heavenly Father, it is good to give thanks to you, Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Lord, we just thank you for the gift of this day and the blessing of this hour to sit in your presence and in the fellowship of the saints as you have connected our hearts in prayer from coast to coast. Lord, we're delighted to receive this rich portion you have provided in yourself and your word today. You are our meat and drink. In you alone do we find our soul satisfaction. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all our hearts. Strengthen them with the fullness of your love. In your mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Amen. Well, good morning, mighty warriors here on the East Coast at Calvary Chapel Knoxville and all the way across the coast to Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. And in between, we're so grateful to have you all here this morning. We know our morning hour is to lift up the name of the Lord and to praise him and just to fill the atmosphere with his praise because he's worthy. May it be our heart's desire today to just sanctify this season with our honor, our reverence, and our worship to the Lord. You know, we begin this day with worship in our hearts for the one that our heart loves, who, because he loves us so much, has drawn us with cords of everlasting kindness. And he wants to strengthen those cords. He wants to strengthen his grip on us because he knows, you know, when we've been wearied, when we've been burdened, and he knows how weak we have become in many ways, and he wants to strengthen us with the heights and the depths and the lengths and the widths of his love. And so we come before him this morning and receive really just this sweet demonstration of his love that he's giving to us in this season, these 21 days. And over the course of this season, we're learning about the ways he expresses his love and demonstrates his love through his servants in the word. This morning in our devotional email, we talked about the story of David and Goliath. It's one we're all very familiar with. And the lesson that we learn from David in his journey today is that, you know, he was strong in the Lord and he was victorious in his calling because the Lord was with him. And we know that's our scripture verse for this season from Psalm 46, that the Lord is with us. And he says, you know, that the power that David had was because he trusted in the name of his Lord. And if you remember, if you read through the scripture verses this morning from 1 Samuel chapter 17, when you get down to where he confronts Goliath, he says to him, and this is how he wins the battle, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." So we find in the story of David, just like we did yesterday in the story of Hannah, that they called upon the name of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord and commander of the armies of heaven. He's coming in this season to show himself strong on our behalf. And we know from this story of David and Goliath that David went out in the strength of the Lord. He didn't go out in human strength, human wisdom. He didn't go out in human in armor that's made of man. He went out in the name of the Lord, and that's how he won this battle against Goliath. And he did that even long before he stepped on the battlefield. We know from the story of David that he was a shepherd in the fields. And this is where the Lord trained his servant. Long before he ever became well known as this great warrior for Israel, this great commander, and then king, he was known as a shepherd. And, you know, before he was able to fight those battles, there were so many other battles that he was going to face leading up to that. And we know when he went to this battle with Goliath, who were the first people to confront him and try to stop him? His own family. his brothers. They ridiculed him. They questioned why he was there, and they tried to stop him. And then King Saul, who doubted that this young shepherd boy could fight when he was his musician. How can this person who's just playing, you know, music for him and singing over him actually come onto a battlefield when he hasn't trained for decades like Israel's army? Israel's army was strong, yet they were the ones who were not willing to go out and face Goliath. David's brothers, King Saul, maybe all the other officers mocking him, ridiculing him, questioning him. They tried to destroy David's confidence, but it couldn't be done because David's confidence wasn't in himself. It wasn't in the army of Israel. It was in the name of his God. And the beautiful thing about what we see here with David, because he had such a sweet spirit, we know he was a man after God's own heart, is he didn't even bother to do battle with them with words. He actually used a lot of wisdom and restraint in his response to King Saul and to his brothers, and he diffused what the enemy was trying to do in his life to prevent him from going to battle. And it's also another important lesson for us to learn, is you never know the people around you who've been opened up to be used as a vessel of the enemy to discourage you from the call on your life, to stop you from doing what God's calling you to do. They may see the difficulty in the path. They may see the impossibility, even maybe more than you do. But you know you've heard from God to do it. David heard. David was trained. David knew the heart of God. And he also had a love for God's people. And so he was willing to stand in the gap and fight in a way that these warriors who's been trained for human battle would never know how to do that. We have a lot of good intentioned people around us who will try to keep us from the difficult path. We do that as parents. Many people prefer the easier road, the road less traveled. But true warriors, they want to walk in the path of the Lord. They want to walk where God has already gone ahead of them, where Jesus' footprints have already been. They want to walk that path. The Apostle Paul said it this way. This is Philippians 3:10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. We don't want to shrink back from the fight just because it looks difficult, impossible, or painful. We need to trust our mighty warrior king, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He knows what he has prepared for us. He knows where he's leading us. And he knows what we need to do to prepare for that. So we can take heart from this story of David that we know so well, how he fought the little battles, how he triumphed over them long before he fought the battle of Goliath, which was a battle he had already won long before he faced him. One of the things David did was he drew from his past experiences, especially when he was explaining to King Saul, who doubted his skill and his ability to fight as a warrior fights. David told him, well, I fought a lion. I fought a bear before. And as a result of it, he diffused the doubt. He destroyed those who were coming against him. And there's another wonderful prophet in the scriptures we read in the Bible, Jeremiah. Now, we know Jeremiah is a weeping prophet. And he was another one who was constantly being bombarded by people who wanted to stop him and stop the words that God was given to him. And there's this wonderful scripture in Lamentations 3, where Jeremiah is trying to remind himself, why am I doing this? How can I get over this? How can I continue with what God has called me to do? And he started thinking about his afflictions, and when he did that, if we look at our problems, if we remember the past pain, we're going to sit in it. But then he did this. He said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to those who seek him. It is good that one should hope and wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord. And so we learn another lesson from David and from Jeremiah here, just to remind ourselves of God's past mercies, but also know that he provides us new mercies every morning to encourage us in our path. And so this morning, you know, this first hour is all about worshiping the Lord, adoring his wonderful name, basking in the beauty of holiness, and lifting up our praises to him. And when we do that, we find strength for the day. It's the best way to start the day, to start in a place of praise, to get our eyes fixed on the majesty and the glory and the honor and the strength and the power and the greatness of our God. And that sets us up for success for the day, because then we're reminded that the battle is not ours, that we have a great warrior king who's gone ahead of us, that we can trust that he's the one who's prepared the path for us, he's called us to the task, and he's already cleared the way for us. So as you go about your day and you're hearing the little discouragements, I always say it's like the enemy throwing paper bullets at your brain. Put the helmet of salvation securely upon your head. Remember whose you are. You're saved by grace. You're secure. And whatever that enemy slings at you, lies, confusion, questioning, doubt, unbelief, let them be paper bullets that just fall to the ground. And remember what we do in the morning as we praise his name, how great our God is, how worthy he is, how much he loves us, and how much he's warring for us. That's why he's given us this particular name to stand on these 21 days. It means he's the mighty warrior. He's the militant God. He's warring on our behalf. And he wants to get the doubt and the fear and the discouragement out of our lives. The enemy wants to get the fight out of us. The Lord's trying to stir us to step on the battlefield and trust him for the fight. So this morning we're going to go before the Lord. And we're just going to spend our time praising him and worshiping him. You know, Israel, that was their strategy when they went to battle. If you read in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles, we read about King Jehoshaphat when they were surrounded by all the enemies. And they, you know, if you remember that prayer in 2 Chronicles 20, where King Jehoshaphat says that we have no power against this multitude that's surrounding us. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And then he goes on to say that they don't have to be afraid. The Lord tells him, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be dismayed because of this great multitude that's around you, because the battle is not yours. It's God's. And then he said, you will not have to fight this battle, but just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. And then when they went to battle, what did they do? They sent the worshipers out ahead of the troops, it says here. And then he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Can you imagine to see, you know, our military, the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, go out and they're just singing this song, praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. We are soldiers in an army. God's training us in this season. He wants us to be filled with praise and to go out with that confidence, because the reality is the battle has already been won. Why are we fighting a battle that's already been won? Our job is just to worship. David shows that to us today. He knew. He was watching all the rest of the troops of Israel, the strong and mighty army of Israel. And the thing about that story is there were more on Israel's side than there was on the Philistine side. The Philistines were afraid. That's why they sent Goliath out. They were fearful because they couldn't fight the multitude of the Israel armies. So what do? They take their tallest, greatest, strongest warrior and says, okay, well, we'll just fight one person. We can't fight all of them, but if we can get one person, and this is what's so important, why every single person in the body of Christ needs to be strengthened in this hour, because you never know when you're going to be called out to battle, and we want our strongest warriors in the field. And we need people like the Davids who will step out fearless, willing to go out alone into battle and stand there, because when he stood there, he encouraged the rest of the troops. And they took courage by his stand and his calling on the name of the Lord of hosts. They remembered whose army they were. And the moment he defeated Goliath, what did they do? They were revived and they went straight into battle. That's what we're doing in this season as we're coming before the Lord in this first hour of the day and going out as worshipers, reminding ourselves that the battle is not ours, it's God's. He's already gone before us, and we're supposed to go out in victory and encourage everyone in our path that God is on the throne. He's the sovereign king, and he's doing a mighty work in our day, and we just need to clear the path for others to get into his presence. So let's go before him this hour. And let's just praise him. I encourage you, take your sword, the Bible, and pray these prayers of praise. David, he was the sweet psalmist of Israel, a warrior, and yet he wrote many of the Psalms. And we can find a lot of wonderful ones to pray here today out of that. So I encourage you to come. You can come up here and kneel before the Lord if you feel led to do that and use the mic to pray into. You can pray from where you're at, or you can come up to this mic that's in the center and pray. I just encourage you, let's just fill the atmosphere with God's praise. When there is silence, for those of you who are listening online, in the silence, don't be afraid of it. Remember, prayer is a two-way conversation, and we need to hear from the Lord. As we're lifting up praise to him, he delights to speak to us. So let's listen. You have your Bible open. You have your prayer journal beside you. Write what he's speaking. And then fill that space with praise where you're at. In your home. In your office. Wherever you're at. You just start proclaiming praise. People will be like, what's going on? And then at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, when we're quiet here, fill your sanctuary with praise. We just want all the atmosphere. But don't be afraid when there is silence. Just fill it with the Lord's praise. And listen to his heart and hear what he's speaking to you today as he's encouraging your heart. He's strengthening us. He loves us. So let's go before him and adore him for who he is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us and let them bring us to your holy hill and your tabernacle. Then we will go to the altar of God, to God our exceeding joy. And on the harp we will praise you, oh God, our God. Heavenly Father, let the light of your countenance shine upon us and be the lifter of our head and strengthen us, O mighty shield. We pray that you would just lead us deeper into the joy of your presence as we magnify your holy name. Lord, we are before you with our hearts full of joy. And by your grace, you've prepared for us the way that we may worship you in the beauty of holiness. We ask right now that you would just unite our hearts in your love, Lord, and inhabit the praises of your people. In your mighty name I pray. I will extol you, O God, my King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you, and they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom, O God, is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout generations. We praise you, Lord. We sing praises to you, God. We worship you in your holy name.
O Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God, you alone are God. We just come before you, God, and want to bow before you, Lord, acknowledging, God, that we are nothing but the work of your hands. God, you are in complete control. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you send your heaven's armies, God, to fight on our behalf, to strengthen, Lord, those who doubt and those who are weak. In Isaiah it says, if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. But in 2 Chronicles, Lord, it says, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set an ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Oh God, may our lives be a life of praise and worship to you, God. Remove the unbelief and the doubting, Lord. Give us your mind, the mind of Christ, God, that we may trust in you completely. Lord Jesus, establish the work of our hands, God. Show yourself strong on behalf of your church, Lord Jesus. You are God. We praise you. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp, I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory be over all the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works, his wonders, the judgments of his mouth. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from everlasting to everlasting. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. Lord, be glorified in the prayers of your people this morning. Be magnified in our praises, Lord Jesus. We extol your name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to receive our praise. All wisdom and might and glory and power and honor belong to you, Lord Jesus. Let us not hold back our praise. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. We love you. This is from Acts 16. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." And then he called for a light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your whole household." This is what happened when they were singing and worshiping and praising the name of God. We never know what our praises are going to do. We don't know what prison doors are going to shake, what walls will fall down, what barriers will be broken loose, what hearts will be opened when we praise the Lord. So, Lord, we praise your holy name. We sing to you a new song, your praise from the ends of the earth. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise. Lord Jesus, we lift up your name. My heart rejoices, God. My horn is exalted, and I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one holy like you, Lord. There is none besides you, Lord. There is no rock like our God. Praise the Lord. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Extol him for who he is. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. No matter where we are in our journey with you, no matter what difficulty we're experiencing today, Lord, know what heavy the burden is, Lord, fill our mouth with songs of praise. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and calls them by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. He lifts up the humble. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doings towards the Son of Man. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise be heard. Praise the Lord.
I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out your name forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you.
Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. We praise your holy name. God, you are mighty and glorious and powerful. Our sovereign King, we bow before you. Our hearts are filled with worship. Lord, it is a joy to be in your presence and worship your holy name.
Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order before me, since I appointed the ancient people. And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. Father, thank you that you are a redeemer. God, I praise you that you are the first and the last, and there is no other God before you. God, you are so good and so holy, and we just honor you and praise you today.
My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast and confident. I will sing, yes, I will sing your praises. Awake, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise and give thanks to you, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your faithfulness and your loving kindness are great, reaching to the heavens, your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory and your majesty be over all the earth. Father, I thank you for establishing praise, that we can give it to you and be filled and emptied of ourselves, Lord. Thank you for giving us this time and this gift of filling up on you and being reminded in our hearts and our minds that you are God and there is no other. Thank you for filling us for this day, for everything that you've gone ahead to prepare for us. We love you, Lord, and we want to draw closer to you in Jesus' name.
I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. O Lord, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Lord, I pray that we walk out under that banner, the mighty name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts today. Lord, knowing that you are our refuge and our strength, you are ever present to help us, Lord. You are in the midst of us so that we will not be moved. Help us to go out in a spirit of praise this whole day through, bringing glory and honor to your worthy name. We love you, Lord Jesus. Be magnified in the praises of your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Blessings upon you today. I pray you go out in the joy of the Lord and come back at noon, listen online at noon, and look forward to seeing you as we come before the Lord again. Blessings to you all. Have a wonderful day.